Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Steve Hunt is off at Valdez right now. And my guests today are Sandra Loomis and Amanda Randles, who have driven all the way down from Talkeetna this morning to talk about what's going on in Talkeetna. Which one of you would like to tell me what's going on in Talkeetna?
I guess I will, Jean. Talkeetna is rife with art right now. We are primarily here to talk about How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, which is a sketch comedy show that's running all summer. Actually, we're doing it for visitors and Anchorageites that want to come up and weekend in Talkeetna. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and it is written in part by local Talkeetnans, also a lot of material from the Brave New Theater in Minnesota. So it's like a 6 o'clock start. There's beer and wine available, and it's funny, and we all like to laugh together.
And you want to tell me about the other show?
The other show being Agnes of God. That's we opened last weekend, and we're running one more weekend, Friday and Saturday, this weekend.
Well, welcome both of you and both of your plays.
Thank you.
Tell me a little about Agnes of God.
It's very different from How to Make Love Like an Alaskan. It's a very serious drama. There's three roles in it, and it's about a novitiate nun who somehow gets pregnant and ends up killing the child. And it's a sort of an investigation into what happened to her and what happened to the child.
I've seen it. It's absolutely wonderful.
It's an amazing script.
Yes. Very, very good. And the funny part.
Going more lighthearted.
Well, the sketches in How to Make Love are like highlighting the quirks and foibles of Alaskans and their relationships with each other, with their pets, with their equipment, with their natural surroundings. And it's a lot of audience participation, too. There's some improv that happens every night. It's a different show. But some of the sketches are like Flirt Tactics is the name of one sketch.
Which is like an infomercial sort of on how to become a better flirt.
Flirt Tactics teaches you everything you ever wanted to know about flirting and more. It'll show you the moves to get the dudes, like the simple husky move. Yeah, so that's one sketch. Yeah. And then there's the ABC we do every night, which is the improv. And so the audience is asked for suggestions, and hopefully a lot of times it's Alaskan tourism-minded things, you know, how heavy is the mountain or Mount McKinley or something like that. And another sketch is called Standards, and it's kind of the dirtbag kind of aimless Alaskan dude trying to hit on a girl in a bar, and it's really funny.
And she interviews him saying, you know, do you have plumbing and does your truck run and where does your dog sleep and stuff like that.
How often do you bathe?
Right.
Nick does a poem that he wrote himself, which is, I think, one of the highlights of the show, for sure. It's this kind of rap poem that is highly suggestive and full of Alaskan names that are kind of worked in and all these puns and entendres. And it's very, very clever.
Lots of terrible innuendo.
Yeah. And there's a couple songs. Marion Call was very gracious to let us use her song, "How I Wish I Were an Alaskan Girl," and it's kind of a dance number. A little piece called "Girl Scout Cookie Whore."
That's one of Sandra's.
That's one of my little bits. Yeah. So what else? Let's see. What are we forgetting?
Oh, well, there's a whole opening and closing that's this actually fairly romantic and sweet thing about it sort of goes through the life of this boy and a girl who meet each other and all the things they go through their life, and we open and close with that. Let's see. That my favorite sketch is probably one that we call Dogs, which is we're all sort of being ourselves and talking about. I mean, I think Alaska-wide, we all kind of have a soft spot for our dogs, but in Talkeetna, we're a little weird about it. We all really love our dogs, and so it's this whole sketch of us getting up and talking about how much we love our dogs, and it's full of silliness and over-the-top stuff and for some reason, it's really funny.
It's really a crowd pleaser.
A crowd pleaser, and we're none of us like lying or anything. We're just actually talking about our dogs.
What I obviously I can't. There are parts of this surely that we can't talk about on the air.
Not really.
This one's pretty PG. Now, in some of our winter shows, we definitely toe the line a little bit closer and stuff, but we try and keep it less offensive for a broader audience in the summer.
Yeah, it's definitely, I don't think there's anything that we do in the show that we couldn't say right here, right now on this radio.
There's some things that might be a little suggestive, but no like bad language or anything.
Right.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with my guests, Sandra Loomis and Amanda Randles, who have driven all the way down from Talkeetna to talk about the summer-long show that they put on Sunday through Wednesday called How to Make Love Like an Alaskan. It's a, as they just said, it changes all the time, and it's largely funny.
Yeah, it's sketch comedy that we do improv. In both the first and second acts. So that's who knows what'll happen with those ones. But also because of the nature of the sketch comedy, and a lot of it we've written ourselves. And so even though we may have a sort of somewhat formatted sketch, they all get a little bit different every night, too. We have fun with it and we play with it because it's more fun to be able to do it that way anyway.
Well, I'm fascinated by the way you, Sandra, managed to do part of the show. Why don't you do a little more for us on the air?
Let's see, what have you got?
Well, how about the preface to Girl Scout Cookie Whore?
There you go.
Okay. Give me just a minute here. Even as a 12-year-old, I realized the importance of marketing if you're going to be the top seller of Girl Scout cookies. My marketing strategy is entertainment. I would like to share my strategy with you here today in this little song that I wrote. And my strategy is also give the peeps what they want. Hit it, Grandma.
And you have to understand she's dressed as a Girl Scout for that whole thing, too.
And I would like to state that it is my original Girl Scout sash that I actually wore and sewed the patches on myself. Girl Scout Troop 151 right here in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm not going to say what years.
Just a little while ago.
And then you sing a song?
Yes.
That might be slightly off color for the radio.
Just all right.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. It's a great song, though.
Just a lot of fun.
Off color.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And what is your little bit?
I'm in, like Sandra, all sorts of sketches. Trying to think. The main thing that I can think of that's got any length would be the dogs thing that I could try and do.
Well, you're also on Man versus Alaska.
Sue Valley, the sports reporter on scene, where we have Man versus Alaska is a reality TV show where we have two reporters watching a man named Dale trying to get into his car, get it started, and get to work on time in a winter morning in Alaska. So it's
a lot of physical comedy in that one.
A lot of physical comedy in that one, yeah. So that goes something along the lines of, thanks, Hunter. Dale drives a 1985 Cutlass Sierra station wagon that he inherited from his grandmother. And this is Dale's rookie winter in Alaska. Las Vegas odds makers are giving him 40-1 to even make it to work this morning and 2-1 to survive driving the Parks Highway.
And he ensues to slip around and not be able to get in his car and break the window and scrape a little hole with his credit card. And it's just all kinds of fun
stuff. Slip all over this place. And that was a really fun one, actually.
All of which I can relate to.
Exactly.
I do not have a garage.
Another fun part about this show is that there's a lot of multimedia. And the people that have gone through and found different slides and images and little bits of video have done a really fantastic job. The whole thing weaves together quite well. So there will be some really hysterical images up while different things are happening on stage. And it's just And
at times it's very fast paced. During the closing, when Nick is narrating the story of the boy and the girl, there's times where, as he's listing things off, there's a slide for each one of those, and they're all like funny slides that go with it. And it's a very, for tech, it's a very complex show, because there's slides and there's movies and there's music and there's sound effects and different lights, and the tech people don't get to sit still very often.
and it differs from night to night,
absolutely,
or at least from week to week.
Yeah.
And we have just a very little small bit of porcupine sex, which is well worth coming to the show just for
to
that.
See that. Just a little moment. We were deciding backstage last night whether we should call it porky porn.
Safe sex.
No,
I don't know how that happens.
Yep.
So, Agnes of God, too, just to retouch on that.
Sandra's the director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the director, and I play the Mother Superior, and Amanda's playing the psychiatrist, and actually Amanda's daughter is playing Agnes, the nun. And one good thing about that play is that it's three very, very juicy acting roles, and one of the reasons we wanted to do it. And it's been pretty challenging because you know how summer gets busy for all Alaskans. But it's come off really well. We're really happy with how our opening weekend went, and this is the last weekend to see it. It's Friday and Saturday. And the show itself is actually enjoying quite a revival across the U.S. And even some of like the young Catholic women's groups are going to attend it together as a group because it's amazing discussion. The writing is really tight and really amazing. And everything is left open. And religion is treated very respectfully. And it's really a thought-provoking play. People have been saying, wow, I thought about it, couldn't sleep that night, want to have discussion groups about it. So it's, if you can make it up to Talkeetna for that too, that's at mile 7 on the Spur Road, because the Arts Council, the Denali Drama, is so busy right now that we found another facility to do this play in. It's the Birch Creek Center, what used to be Whole Wheat Radio, mile 7 on the Talkeetna Spur Road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was wondering where exactly it was.
We actually are having trouble shoehorning in all the different arts activities, which is kind of amazing for a small town.
Talkeetna is an amazing place. It really is. I love Talkeetna. We're going to run out of time, however.
Oh.
And so I have to thank you both for coming, Sandra Loomis and Amanda Randalls, talking about How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, which runs all summer long in Talkeetna, Sunday through Wednesday. And if you are on the road, be sure and go.
It's a good time, guaranteed.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. It's the last weekend to see Agnes of God in Birch Creek near Talkeetna at the Birch Creek Center, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7, and tickets are available at the door.
In Eagle River, the Alaska Fine Arts Academy will be offering a class in the Art of the Stage, set design and creation for Jungle Book kids age 14 years and up, from Monday, June 25th to Thursday, June 28th, from 1 to 4 p.m. For more information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Tonight, you can hear Will Horniak, master storyteller, present Waking Finn McCool, Tales of Ireland's Greatest Poet Warrior, at Anchorage Community Theater at 7 p.m. He will hold a storyteller's workshop tomorrow from noon to 3 p.m. For more information, call 344-4713.
Also in Talkeetna, Summerstock, a musical theater camp for children ages 9 to 18, will be held July 3rd to August 19th. It will focus on Godspell, which will be performed at the end. For more information, go to events at denaliartscouncil.org.
At and after the theater conference, Cyrano's will be presenting Bob Rauschenberg America, which will run June 22 through July 15. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Talkeetna, running all summer until August 29th, you can see How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, a part improv, part scripted comedy. Showtimes are Sunday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. For tickets and information, go to info@DenaliArtsCouncil.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.